Podcast Show. Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, you know, we talk about all the political prisoners. Carbon Mike, who was on the show, who's spending a bunch of time in prison as well, Second Amendment right being infringed upon. He had an update. Somebody updated on his X account. Some weeks ago, CBS sent a news crew up here to interview me about my ongoing Second Amendment case. It looks like the segment is going to air tonight, Monday, October 21st, on their 11 p.m. Eastern broadcast. I've also heard the extended version will be on their streaming platform. So Carbon Mike going to be talking about a Second Amendment case, a man who went to prison fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Now, let's talk about what's happening in Atlanta on Election Day. The one city, the one county, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, that could determine the fate of the 2024 presidential election. And it just so happens there is a Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference and drill happening in Atlanta, Georgia, in Fulton County on the day of the election. 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference, AFCEA Atlanta, AFCEA Atlanta. Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, happening November 6th and 7th, 2024. With a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024, that is Election Day. Here's some information on the event. 2024 Homeland Security Conference, Atlanta Convention Center. The AFCEA Atlanta chapter presents the next Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. In addition to a technical program of unsurpassed scope and quality, AFCEA provides the central meeting place for government, academia, and industry working in all disciplines in industry, service, government, military, and academic sectors. Today's infrastructure is connected to many other infrastructure assets, systems, and networks for normal day-to-day operations. These connections may be geographically limited or dispersed over great distances. The many points of infrastructure connections and their geographic distribution can make the infrastructure environment much more complex. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security works to strengthen critical infrastructure security and resilience by generating greater understanding and actions across a partnership landscape. Oh, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security with a wide-open border that won't even fortify our power grid. Okay. This is achieved by working with private and public infrastructure stakeholders to resolve infrastructure security and resilience knowledge gaps, inform infrastructure risk management decisions, identify resilience building opportunities and strategies, and improve information sharing among stakeholders through a collaborative partnership approach. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency leads the effort to enhance the resilience of the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure by bringing resources to your fingertips. Only working together can we defend against today's threats and collaborate to build secure and resilient infrastructure for the future. Now, very above board, I'm sure. And they want you to know that one of their mission statements of the nonprofit is diversity and inclusion. Diversity and inclusion. So I'm sure it's just a coincidence that there is going to be a, quote, large-scale cybersecurity exercise on Election Day in Atlanta with the Department of Homeland Security and with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Nothing to be concerned about on Election Day. Totally normal. Not a coincidence. Everybody just relax. Amazing stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff. Wow. By the way, speaking of Georgia, voters in Georgia, Laura Loomer reporting this with the receipts, voters in Georgia are getting text messages telling them that early voting for the general election has already ended. A group called Step Up Savannah. Now, remember, now this could just be a joke, it could be a mistake, whatever. But remember, there's a man who was sentenced to prison for sharing a meme joking about early voting in Hillary Clinton and Democrats, and he got prison time. So what do you deserve if you're this? Well, it depends on what your political affiliations are. If you're a liberal, Democrat, progressive, then you can do this. If you're a conservative Trump supporter, you go to prison. That's the country we live in. But you know that. You know that, don't you? By the way, here's more Democrats saying you better vote for Harris or you're never going to get laid. Matthew Iglesias. Young men should know that if you vote for Trump, you're basically never going to get laid. And then they share this poll put out by Axios. Share of young people who said their view of a date would change based on how they voted. Well, yeah, I guess young. It's true, though. Young liberal women, probably, if you're a conservative or you're a Trump voter, will probably not want to date you. But not all women are liberal. Mostly just the fat, ugly ones. But not all. Not all. But it's this whole idea, this whole new campaign pitch. Oh, men, you better vote for Harris or you're not going to have sex. Men, you better vote for Harris or women won't want to date you. You know, I'm not even going to get into this now. I'm actually going to do a broadcast probably on this later on my Rumble channel on X. But they love abortion. It's actually really sad, but these women love abortion. Most of them won't even have an abortion, but they love an abortion. They're going to vote because of abortion, even though it's not even on the ballot. Think about how brainwashing this all is. None of them are going to have abortion. Most of them are on birth control, and abortion isn't even on the ballot. It might be at some state levels, but it's not on the national ballot. It's not on the presidential ticket. And they're all voting for abortion. They're not even voting for Kamala. They're voting for abortion. It's so sad. It's such an example of brainwashing, and yet it works on these young women. It's really unbelievable, and they love it. We put up a video where I was asking college students in South Carolina, and all the Kamala voters said, yeah, I'm voting because of abortion. Every single one. It's sad. But that's the state of things. All right, we're going to finish up the show with a couple more calls. But first, brand new Halloween t-shirts right now on the Alex Jones Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out the alexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Okay, we are going to finish up this show with a couple of calls. By the way, Nathan Wade, yes, the Fannie Willis lover, admitted now to multiple White House meetings during Trump-Georgia probe, transcript suggests. But I thought they denied it, even though it was actually on the White House logs. Isn't that funny? The truth always eventually comes out, even after the media lies. So first they lie, and then when nobody's following the story, then they tell the truth. Like they did with the jobs numbers, like they did with the FBI crime statistics. How do you feel about more of your money going to Ukraine? That's right. We all knew it was coming when Biden went to Germany. Pentagon chief in surprise visit to Ukraine announces new aid. Pentagon chief unveils $400 million in Ukraine aid during Kiev visit. So that's almost $1 billion in the last couple weeks. Isn't that nice? But you, the victims of Hurricane Helene, you can, just screw you, actually, is what they say to you. Big Trump hater Rosie O'Donnell's daughter faces child neglect and drug possession charges. Quote, sadly, this is not new for our family. Sounds like bad parenting. All right. They'll lecture you on how to vote, though. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Aaron in Chicago. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I haven't listened to you in weeks.